Today in Moscow, a long-awaited summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-il of North Korea. Mr. Kim and the Russian leader have just signed a Moscow Declaration on World Affairs. This document says, among other things, that North Korea's missile program is a threat to no nation that respects its borders. North Korea has also repeated an offer to put its ballistic missile testing on hold in return for help in developing a civilian rocket program. The two leaders had expected to make their opposition to the United States' proposed nuclear missile defense program explicit. North Korea has not responded to an overture from the Bush administration to restart missile talks. Maura Reynolds is covering the story for the Los Angeles Times and joins us from Moscow. Maura, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
How do you assess the importance of this document and the moratorium?
The moratorium is effectively a repeat of an offer that the Korean leader made a year ago. So the more important thing really is the fact that he's in Moscow at all. I mean, you must remember that Kim Jong-il is considered the world's most reclusive leader, and this is the most extensive trip he's taken outside of his country since he came to power in 1994.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm curious about this. Why does North Korea need a civilian missile program?
I'm not precisely sure, but it's possible that it's simply a bid for other kinds of civilian aid, which North Korea desperately needs to rebuild its failing economy. Mm-hmm. Or it's a real bid to become a producer of civilian rocket launchers that presumably would be used to launch things like commercial communication satellites.
Mm-hmm. What advantage is each leader hoping to gain from meeting together?
They actually have quite a lot to gain from each other. At the moment, talks between North and South Korea are stalled as part of their reconciliation process that was going on quite well a year ago when the South Korean leader went to North Korea. Kim Jong-il was supposed to return the favor last month, but he has postponed that visit apparently indefinitely. It's very possible that what he's looking for from the Russian president is some kind of additional leverage with South Korea. The Russian president has quite a lot to gain from North Korea because of the U.S. push to develop a national missile defense. Mm-hmm. The national missile defense is presumably aimed at rogue states like North Korea, and Putin, who really does not want to see the United States go forward with this technology, is trying to prove that there's really nothing much to fear from North Korea.
Maura, have you been able to see any reaction among the Russian people? I mean, you've got this dramatic 9-day, maybe it's not so dramatic, squalid perhaps, 9-day train ride across the length and breadth of Russia there into Moscow, and then Kim Jong-il laying a wreath at Lenin's tomb, which hasn't been done in quite a while by a public figure.
In fact, it hasn't been done since the collapse of the Soviet Union. I think for Russians, it's a real fascinating glimpse at their own past. All of the trappings of it remind especially the older generation, of the kinds of secrecy and rituals that went along with visits from heads of states when Stalin was in power. And most of them, I think, are very bemused by it, that train stations would be shut down for 4 hours while his train pulled in, that even the ground between the rails on the tracks would be swept clean in advance. This is astonishing for them, and I think it's making them realize a little bit how far they really have come since the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Maura, thanks very much.
It was a pleasure, Scott.
Maura Reynolds at the Los Angeles Times, speaking from Moscow.